Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie. Good news. The Odyssey app is up and running.
Very
man.
Nice. Woo! Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That app.
Yeah.
Yeah. It never lets
mad.
Me down. Well, sometimes it lets me down. But
like this morning.
Yeah, this morning. Weather. Big deal today. All right. Storms are going to move in. They say around 3 o'clock. First, let me let Kylie. Kylie Burst. We love her.
Is she wearing a short skirt again today?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I haven't been watching that much.
All right.
All right. Here she is talking about today's weather.
Health officials are now warning anyone.
That is not her. Spadil kind of moved it over on me. Here we go.
By later this afternoon, 3-4 o'clock, we'll start to see a few of those storms fire up in the metro area out over the eastern plains as well. Right around 6:30, you can see that action there. Then we get a break and we do it all over again on Friday. Could be active for your Friday evening as well. Look at that, right around 6-7 o'clock, swing it on through. And the severe weather threat for tomorrow goes a little bit farther west into the foothills, down into the southeastern part of the state, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. We could see some large hail and damaging wind as well.
Some got the storms yesterday, some people didn't. But a lot of people did. It was pretty nasty yesterday.
Yeah, there was a ground hold at DIA. Like 280 flights were delayed. It was kind of a mess. It was messy.
Yeah.
And then the I-70 is still closed in both directions right around the Eisenhower Tunnel because two semi-trucks crashed, took out all the guardrails. I mean, it's a disaster. They're trying to put those guardrails back up. And then one of the trucks was carrying pane glass, just tons of pane glass. So that all broke up because the entire back end of the truck broke open and there's just glass everywhere.
What do? You come up on something like that, this accident last night, let's say 6 o'clock last night, and you have no idea you're coming from the west or the east, wherever, and you get stuck in that traffic. You got nowhere to go. You just sit there overnight. It's not been open since 3 o'clock yesterday.
It did make me think about buying a Tesla.
Yeah.
It did.
Why?
Because it'll run out of battery.
Oh, you're thinking against it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant that it talked you into it.
No. Because
but you'd run out of gas.
I know,
so
but like my son carries gas on the side of his truck.
Yeah.
You know, like some people have gas, you know, that are going camping and stuff. You can pour it in there.
Yeah.
Not the Tesla.
Yeah, there's no way to charge that battery, is there?
No.
Man, oh man.
I know.
But I can't even imagine. You're being you're stuck up there for the overnight.
Yeah.
All night long. You slept in your car last night.
For sure. And I was thinking about where you go potty because they're so tight. They're all bunched in.
Yeah, everyone's together. Yeah.
So usually you open your front door and the back door and you sit in between those two.
Yeah. Now, at least on the east side, you've got Highway 6 that you can exit there. But on the west side, there's a big gap between the first exit and that tunnel.
Yeah, they diverted people, but a lot of people were still just stuck.
Yeah, it was a nasty situation yesterday. Yep. And it was all because of a wreck, a big wreck, too. All right, did you see this measles hot spots?
Measles hot spots.
Yeah, it's bad for business. I guess there are three locations in town where they're saying that some people have been that's had the measles.
Well, Well, we knew DIA.
It's not on the list.
Weird.
Wow. I don't think they'd ever put DIA on there.
Yeah, but they just told us like that we got to be careful about DIA. Yeah.
I know, but I don't think they'd put DIA because so many people come through there.
Oh.
And you really don't have a choice if you're flying from, you know, the East Coast to L.A.
Anyway.
You got to go through Denver or whatever.
Oh, my God. Are you going to take us through all the places?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's say you're coming from Chicago. Okay.
Or even London. I mean,
Jamie, this is a public service announcement. This is measles, okay? It's a big deal. They named a Trader Joe's, they named a King Supers, and a Target.
Really?
These three locations. Oh. They're saying that the date that it went into effect, that somebody was there with the measles, 29th, May 30th, and June 2nd, which was only 3 days ago, and that the symptoms may develop all the way through the 19th, 20th, and so of this month. But they put three places on the hot list.
These locations to monitor for symptoms.
Well, back up.
Health officials are now warning anyone who was at these locations to monitor for symptoms. The Trader Joe's on Logan Street, King Supers in Windsor, and the Target in Glendale.
Oh,
that
boy.
Target is right by Shotguns.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Shotguns?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We could have the measles in Shotgun Willies. So if you see a dancer with bumps, do not put a dollar in the garter belt. Okay? You don't want to get that close to her.
No.
Okay?
No, yeah, because that Target is right there.
Same parking lot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know the Shotgun Willies vicinity that well.
Oh, you're not cool like us?
No, I'm not an expert
when
it comes to
Chick-fil-A,
Shotgun.
Like right there is, too.
Yeah, so strippers with bumps. Yeah. Woo, beware.
Wow, that's crazy. So
isn't
again,
that
it's the Trader Joe's on Logan Street in Denver,
yeah.
The King Supers in Windsor, and the Target by Shotguns.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess they're on a list.
That's crazy.
Not good to be on the list, is it?
BJ and Jamie.
Right, before we get to the debacle here, I got a question for you.
You made my day yesterday.
No,
BJ, literally, I would just be driving and I'd start laughing.
We'll get to it here in just a second. I got a question
okay,
for you.
All right, sorry.
If you walked into the store and you were getting a bag of Doritos, let's say, okay? And you saw on the packaging that it's labeled not recommended for human consumption, would you buy it?
Well,
I mean, we already know what Doritos is. We've had Doritos for years and years. So would you buy it though?
I'll tell you one thing that happened to me about a label. Okay. So in Australia, it is the craziest thing. I used to smoke a long time ago. Right. And so I was in Australia and when I asked for a pack of cigarettes, they open up this thing and it's just people that have died. And it's their actual like autopsy pictures.
So they display that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that woman looked at me and she looked just like me and I never smoked again.
Okay.
Because it worked.
So that worked for you. Would this work for you? If you walked into a grocery store.
I think so.
And you saw Skittles or you saw Doritos or any other packaging that said not recommended for human consumption, would you turn away from it?
I think I would.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. It at least makes you think, right?
Even though we've eaten Doritos for years and, you know, and I don't feel like I'm, you know, any worse than I would have been without eating them. But I think I would just walk away. But Texas is putting that on the packaging as we speak.
I mean, this is your brain on drugs didn't do much for anybody when they were frying those eggs.
No.
Well,
I figured that was a flop.
Yeah, that was kind of a flop. It really, I don't feel like it changed a lot of the kids that I knew that, you know, smoked pot and stuff. It really didn't affect them. They were like, I want some eggs.
I think this would, though. I think it would. I know it would affect what I buy for Frog.
Yeah.
If I went through the cereal
aisle. Oh, that's a great point.
And I saw not recommended for human consumption, and I saw it on a box of Fruit Loops, I wouldn't buy it. I'd never buy it.
I really wish that they did what they do in Australia with the cigarettes and tobacco.
Yeah.
You guys, especially if I locked eyes with this woman who had died and she looked just like me.
See, I think the visual would get to me more than just a packaging that says that. And it depends on what you're buying, because if you're like, so for me, my poison's obviously energy drinks.
Right.
I love them. I have one every day, right? I don't know if I, even if it said that, because I know how bad these things are. I don't even know if it said that I would still probably buy it. But like a Doritos, I could shy away from that because I like Doritos, but I don't eat
But the energy
I'm
drink?
I'm not addicted to them.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying because he is addicted to energy drinks. Uh-huh. So that those words won't change his life.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
It would me.
Yeah. I mean, especially yeah. like when you said, when you brought it up about your kid.
Yeah.
You're like, do I really want to put this in my kid's
and
body?
I think that would be probably where the most effectiveness is people that are buying for a family.
Yeah.
More so than just yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're putting this on the labeling in Texas as we speak. They're putting Skittles and Doritos
on the
shelves with
these. Man, there's nothing like
the
first Dorito. That first Dorito.
Hey, Skittles.
Yeah, oh,
what a great candy that is.
And if they're going to do that, they're going to have to label pretty much all of our food.
What are we
going
to be able to eat?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you got to figure, this is the tip of the iceberg, though.
Yeah.
You're going to see this labeling on a lot of foods. Now, I don't know if Colorado will ever, you know, put it on there. You would think we would. But I don't know if that's going to happen, but it starts
but
in Texas.
But it's interesting because I've told you that Marciano cherries are not considered food. They're decoration and you're not supposed to eat them, and you told me you don't care, you're still going to give them to them.
Yeah. Yeah. But the game changer is that labeling.
So, but I can tell you it's not even
right,
a food.
I'm not going to listen to you. Okay. Yeah, Jamie put a label on it. Big deal.
They're not supposed to be consumed at all. They're for decoration only.
I don't
because
know.
The red number, whatever.
I don't know. If you're the Doritos company, the people that own them, I don't even know who owns them. But if they're that, Skittles, whatever, I don't know how one state can do this and no other state has to.
Yeah,
sense to me. It feels like that they could sue Texas for causing their sales to decline
by doing
this because it's a state putting it on there. It's weird.
I don't know the laws.
Let's get to yesterday, okay?
Oh, my God.
Conference call. Well, Zoom call. It was a Zoom call.
Okay. So let me tell the story. First of all, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Or just answer yes or no. We don't have to get... Did you potty during the Zoom call?
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Tinkling noise inside a church.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know for sure.
I can explain all this.
Okay.
All right, once Jamie tells the story.
So okay. Our boss comes in. He says, hey, you know how that Eminem lawsuit over music and all that stuff? So we have to have this big corporate thing about music and artists and respecting them and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's this big, like, you know, you can't play your favorite guy if you know Eminem and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's just a big thing.
You can't
about-
call Lizzo fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that.
Pointed at me, by the way. Because you called that hurricane a Lizzo.
Yeah, I said the biggest hurricane was a Lizzo to me.
Lizzo category four.
And they brought that up on the call. You can't do that, Beach.
Yeah, so there was a lot about being friends with artists and stuff. Anyway, so our boss says, hey, we're going to have this big artist meeting. And the thing is, everybody's going to mute their mics. And I said, I don't want to mute. I was kidding. And I said, I want to talk, remember? And he goes, we don't want you to talk.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that was rude. Anyway, and so he said, mute your mics and shut off your camera and just listen to the lawyers. And it's corporate and it's the entire board and it's a big deal. Okay, got it. So it's at 11. I'm freaking out because I'm somewhere else and I'm not getting a service, all this stuff. And so I like, oh God, all right. I got my headphones in and I'm listening and then everybody's on. We're all on. Our bosses are actually here in the conference room with Carson, right?
Yep, I was in there with them.
All right, so Mike and Micah are our bosses and they're in there with Carson and we're all on this conference call and it's a big deal and everybody's quiet and the very big man.
And muted. We're all muted.
Yeah.
Except the lawyers.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, we would hear like, and I made a note in my notebook, you know, because I was taking notes. I was like, talk about the guy that has his mic on, how annoying he is. And then you'd be like, it was like somebody was on there with Tourette's. It was very bizarre. And then it was like he was maybe talking to a dog or something. I don't know. And then you heard water. And then I was like, well, maybe that person is outside watering their grass, right? Because it was
very faint. It wasn't like loud.
Right. And so that was fine. And then the next thing we know, we hear, if you,
And that was loud and clear, man.
And it was, we all just died. And you got...
My mic came on.
It lasted forever.
Ever. It was the longest. I was like, how? And then I didn't know it was you yet. I didn't even know it was you yet, right? It was this guy that was like, he was watering his lawn. He has Tourette's. He's just saying stuff.
He was saying hi to the neighbors.
Yeah. And then the next thing I know, I hear him right after this. Hey, you're doing a good job, buddy. And it's BJ. And I'm like, no. Dear God, no.
Y'all stop playing that. Please. We don't need it over and over again.
No, it's BJ. That's BJ. And then all of a sudden I hear our boss is in full-blown panic. Kielbasa Man Mike, you could hear like it sounded like he jumped up. I'm not sure if he jumped up, but I could hear him jump up and him go, BJ, BJ, mute your mic, mute your mic.
Spadil, stop playing.
Please. I'm so glad I was in the conference room for this because it was just, it was a circus. It was nuts. Like, I'm in there with Kielbasa Man Mike and our big, big boss, Micah, and they both jump up and BJ, BJ, turn off your mic. And the lawyer's like, hey, can someone mute him? Who's the admin? And Kielbasa Man Mike's like, I don't have control anymore. It's Hillary. Hillary, can you cut off his mic? They all jumped up and they were like, looking at the mouse, just looking at the video, trying to do something. It was awesome.
Fidel, please stop with that. Please.
Dying, and then everybody's just laughing. I'm texting BJ, dude, we can hear you burp.
Fidel, that's enough.
It was, and then I kept thinking, like, how does he hold that much air into his soul? Like, that was so long. It was like,
Fidel, please.
And so then our boss, I said, do you happen to have a recording of it? And he says, I do, but it's sensitive. You can't play any part about the lawyers or anything. He goes, I will isolate just the burp for you. And this is the true burp. This is what happened.
Spadil.
So that, listen, you guys, is the actual burp because we weren't allowed to play the lawyer stuff. And so he isolated it for me. And that is, I mean, listen how long.
It's embarrassing. I went to Frog's bicycle camp.
Oh, God.
Little feller was doing so good. You could hear it on there. Yeah. Good job, buddy. Good job.
Well, you are a good dad.
Yeah, I'm a good dad. Yeah, I was there. Yeah. Now, when I got to the camp, we're on the Zoom call, and I had to go whiz, man. Yeah,
I thought it was somebody watering their lawn.
No, I wasn't watering the lawn.
Well, I didn't know it was you. You had to understand.
Fidel, stop it.
I had no idea who this person was because I don't have my camera on. I personally am muted, but I can hear the lawyers talking, but I don't know who this is, and I know it's not you because you go, oh yeah, don't worry, I'll mute it, and I mean you sounded so confident when you told our boss that you would mute it and turn off your camera.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was you.
I gotta learn how to use this iPhone. They're so complicated, you know.
They are so awful, you guys. And then when our boss, I mean, you know, you don't want your employee to be the one burping on the Zoom call, right?
No, you don't.
It was so epic, let me tell you.
You don't.
Oh, my God, I was dying. You guys, when I tell you it was,
oh, my God.
I was dying. And then just to hear the panic in Micah and BJ and Kielbasa Man, pure panic.
BJ, mute your mic!
Mute your mic!
Mute your mic!
I gotta figure out this iPhone.
I even
man.
Laughed up until 10 p.m. last night.
These things are so complicated, you know? I mean, one button before you know it.
Oh, God.
Fidel, please, stop. Stop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've just bought a ticket
on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God.
It's real funny, Spadil.
God.
Real funny, Spadil. Just keep playing it, buddy. Just keep playing it. Way to go, Spadil.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Very embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I just am so sad it was you. I was like, no.
Can we do tabloid trash, please? Like, do we have to keep on this?
You guys, really? Last night at 10 o'clock, I brushed my teeth and whatever, and I crawled into bed, and I was giggling out loud at 10 p.m.
Oh, it's funny. Sure you were. It was funny.
Oh, my God. It was funny.
It made my day. It really,
it
did.
Really did.
I can't even show my face around here today.
And now to know that we heard you actually tinkle, too.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom, yeah.
Do you know that you have Tourette's?
Stop it, Spadil. That's enough. You did it through that whole song. No, I didn't know I had Tourette's.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Yeah, did you hear him?
You're just talking. It seems like something, but no one else was on it.
And then he would make like, "Pew, but doing."
I'm never going to participate in another Zoom call.
I think that's a great call. I think
that was
good
supposed to be a threat.
Oh.
That's not for you to agree with. Right. Okay,
sorry,
you're supposed
like,
to say, "Oh, Snookums, come on, you can do it, Snookums. Just regroup, learn your phone. You can do it." That's what you're supposed to say.
No, I would agree with you. Do not get back on a Zoom.
Either that, or you're gonna have to be in the conference room with all of us, just watching it on like a
Carson, so up yours.
And do you want to hear the worst part?
What?
I heard Slacker cracking his ass up because he was on it too. Sorry. Woo! Man, my stomach. Again, do you like, is that a thing? Like, what? How do you hold what? That much air what? Into your soul?
I don't know, Jamie. Will you stop?
No, I mean, do you find that you're burpy? Because I think that's a condition.
No, I'm not burpy. I'm a little gassy here and there, but I'm not burpy that much. But no! Damn it!
Wow, I almost felt like
you said that. Stop! Oh my God. All right.
All right, let's... Wow, that was abs. I did abs today. It's ab day. All right, anyway, let's get to some stuff. Carson just told me that Britney Spears did a collaboration with Balenciaga.
Somebody just texted. They're so right. Playing that burp all the way through that song. I thought we were supposed to respect the artists. Way to go, Spadil.
That is true. That is true.
We just disrespected that whole song.
Because yesterday the whole meeting was about artist relations.
Not dissing the artist anymore.
Whoops.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's even better.
Oh God.
We didn't plan that.
Oh man.
Good All job, right. Spadil.
Yeah, that is funny. We're so gonna get fired now. I mean, literally, we not only did you do that, but then we went against everything they told us.
It was off the Zoom call. We just went against
God.
It.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Anyway, Britney Spears did a collaboration with Balenciaga, and I thought we canceled Balenciaga when the whole Ye thing happened, or Yay.
Yeah, there was an uproar about that.
Yeah. Anyway, she has a hat with them, and it's hideous. It's so ugly, and it's $1,250.
And it just says Britney across the top of it, and then the entire bill is studded.
Yeah, it's hideous. It is hideous.
I look good in one. I wish I had one.
Do you have $1,250?
No.
That's not how today. Much her hat is. A t-shirt that just says Britney on it. It's just a t-shirt. It's $725.
It's even the timing doesn't seem right to me. I mean, she's not exactly on fire right now.
No, she's not.
I mean, I don't get it.
Her movie's not out.
No, there's nothing.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Why she did the collaboration. And I don't get why she thinks that her hoodie will be $1,600, right?
And it's just black and it says Britney on
yeah, just on it. You can get a Sharpie and put it.
You know, literally, Britney you can draw on it.
Yeah. So weird. Hey, have you guys gotten those ads for making your signature into like a logo?
No.
I get the weirdest algorithm. So like you put into the AI, you put like BJ Harris, and then you tell it what you do, and you say like radio or whatever, and then they'll make the J into like little headphones.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, or like let's say Schmidil. Schmidil puts his name in there, and he says pot lover.
Yeah.
And then it'll have like, it'll say Schmidil, and then the I will be a joint.
Oh. Yeah, it'll say Schmidil weed. Old dillweed.
Dillweed, yeah. Yeah, you get
dillweed.
I get the weirdest. Why do I get weird?
No, I don't get those. I've put our logo in the AIs before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, several times.
How does it come out?
Dumb. It really does.
Okay.
It comes out goofy.
My kid was telling me that Grok beats out GTP every time.
I've been using the Grok
whenever
I use it for anything. Yeah. I can't come up with a good question for it. Just it's always
why
dumb.
Do I burp so much?
Why does a dog have four legs?
Hey Spadil, will you look up what causes excessive burping?
Yeah.
Are you on semi-glutide? Because
no.
I know that Powerball Pete said it caused him burp a lot.
I don't know. No.
No?
No, I don't take that.
Yeah.
Oh, this says carbonated beverages is one of the leading things, and you only drink the carbonated water, right?
Not anymore, no.
Not anymore?
No.
Okay.
Anything else?
Swallowing air, certain foods like beans and cruciferous vegetables.
Ooh, it says you have GERD.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So I need to go home.
Gastro reflux.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I gotta go. I'll be in the car, folks.
It says you have gastritis and GERD.
Yeah, I do suck a lot of air.
Swallowing air.
I do.
It also says you have a bunch of bacteria in your intestines.
Probably.
And you might have IBS.
Oh, just like me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'll meet you at the toilet.
IBS bros.
Yeah, IBS bros.
I don't have IBS. Got to be the air sucking.
Oh, God, Lord. All right, Kelly Clarkson, they say she wants to leave in 2026. We'll see what happens. I like her show. It's really successful, but she says it's sucking up all her time. She has two little kids, and I get that part, you know.
Yeah, and the music career, you know, that's a big deal for her.
It is. She wants to go on tour. What happened with this Michelle Beadle and Stephen A. Smith? Do we have any audio?
No.
Oh.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, what happened?
She's going to be replaced on Sirius XM.
Okay.
She does a show on there, and they're replacing her with him.
Okay.
And she got very upset about it on the air.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She didn't like the fact that... I'm surprised he let her back on the air after you tell her she's going to be replaced.
Yeah, that's a liability, right there.
I would think that you would go off on that, you know? I mean, I don't blame her.
What'd she say? I want to hear the audio.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't subscribe.
God. He always... I love the articles. Thank you for pulling them. I appreciate them. But they're just so empty.
You got to start ponying up for that.
Yeah, something. My God. Eminem, this is why we had that big meeting yesterday. Eminem is suing Meta over unauthorized use of his music. He's suing them for, let's see here, $109 million, as well as a court order to halt several forms of alleged copyright infringement. Here's what my question is. You know the banana guys, I love them, the baseball players?
Yeah. Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas. They're coming to Colorado, by the way, and I think we're going to have tickets to give away. But I love them. How do they get away with playing all that music?
They got to be paying copyrights, you would think.
So do you think they just pay an ASCAP fee, yearly? Because that's...
Don't know.
Because they're on TikTok, they're on everything.
Where they're covered by every... Like every song that they play, everything like that's all.
Because I think that we play like we have to pay like $5 million or $7 million a year or whatever for ASCAP. They gotta pay like who knows? That's nuts.
Our $5 million's not worth it.
I don't know. You'd love that anxiety song.
I'd rather just talk. You'd have to pay me $5 million. I just talk. No songs.
Oh my God. All right, let's see here. Did you guys see this? BJ, all his plans to go to Iran this summer have been canceled.
Oh, I had it booked. Yeah. I got the hotel booked, rental car, got it all going on. And now Trump comes out and cancels Iran yesterday.
Isn't that sucky?
There goes my summer vacation.
I know.
Frog was looking forward to it.
I was going to learn how to dance at the Republic of Congo, but that's also been... I was like...
way to ruin the vacation plans this year, Trump.
Get to hang out with the Ayatollah. Just ruin.
Yeah.
Burn some flags and stuff. Dag nabbit.
Blow up a few things.
Yeah, it's all ruined.
Fun.
The ban applies to Afghanistan, Burma. You know, I hear it's really lovely in Burma.
Yeah, me too. Now it's back to Panama City.
Chad. The Chad.
Oh, yeah. You come home with the Chad when you go there.
I had a baby with a Chad.
You did? Oh.
The Chad is what we call him in my circle. Republic of Congo. Let's see here. I don't even know how to pronounce this other one.
Isn't there like how many
Haiti,
countries?
Iran,
like 12 or 14?
Somalia, 12. Sudan, 12. Yemen. See, Yemen is fun to say.
Yeah.
We be Yemen.
Yeah. Why is Yemen so bad?
Yemen.
Sounds like a fun place to me.
It has a song to go with it.
Yeah.
I think you like Yemen too.
I think that's Jamaica. A little bit more Jamaican.
Oh, I like it. I like it. It's Yemen. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Thursday. Thunderstorms. Maybe some hail today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Day two.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. We have to take a break, but when we come back, a couple of things. First of all, Whole Foods. There's a recall on beef.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. I've never been to a Whole Foods.
I think that's so weird.
Yeah. Never been in one.
Because I think that you like their butcher situation.
I think I would, too. Yeah. And there's no specific reason why I'm not. I just go to King Soopers or Safeway.
Right.
I've never been into Trader Joe's. None of those. But
you should get out and live a little. Get crazy.
Yeah. I need to get more wacky, don't I?
No, literally, change it up.
I like routines, though.
I know you do.
I'm a man of routines.
You are.
Every day is the same. It's Groundhog Day at my house. Yeah.
I know, but so you every never want to just try something new?
Just every once in a while.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
Let me put that down just to think about
it. Put it down.
I'm not going to pull the trigger yet, but I'll think about
it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
And then the other thing is this Sunny Holstein. I didn't know she's a lawyer from The View. I didn't know she's a lawyer. They say she's been going to the trial, and she can give an update on where she thinks it stands right now.
Oh, I know which one she is. Yeah, she's like the only pretty one.
I can't even picture her, to be honest.
Yeah. She has brown hair.
She's good looking.
Yeah.
She's a lawyer?
She is.
Oh, so good. So now we have her side. I want to hear that.
Yeah, she's been to the trial, and she's got a take on it. She, I guess, disclosed that yesterday on where we stand with the Diddy trial, because we're all just a little bit,
nobody knows.
Well, we're not blown away by the prosecution just yet, are we?
No, we're not.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.